What's up, Conference USA fans, and welcome back to another episode of the USA Insider Podcast, the official podcast of Conference USA. We are in another weekend of conference play, and I feel like it just gets crazier by the week. We got some teams winning. We got some teams going on winning streaks. We just don't even know what's happening ourselves. And always, when I am in this seat as your host, Jessica Rafford, how can I forget to introduce myself? Who knows, but I can't forget to introduce you. Eric Jones is with me to talk about all the craziness that's happening in CSA play.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm happy to be back in the seat. You know, last week we were on our laptops, doing it from home. I know, it's been a while. So happy to be back here. Got all the information right here in front of us. Ready to talk some hoops.
Speaking of Liberty on the men's side, how can we not talk about this 10-0 streak that they're on in conference play?
Got to talk about them. They only played one game last week. That one game was obviously a win. They are 10-0, 18-3 overall. They are 5-0 at home in conference play so far. But yeah, they went on the road to Middle Tennessee last week. It was on CBS Sports Network. Caden Matheny put on an absolute clinic in the first half. Had 6 threes. To see one of them there. I mean, it's just chaos on the court, and he just drains it. It's incredible stuff what he's doing.
And it looks just so simple. Yeah. A dance move almost. Like, oh, just put it in. Like, and no thought behind it.
A little loose ball. I think that was Cleveland there to kind of recover it. Dish it out to Matheny. And, yeah, they're incredible. They're shooting the ball lights out right now. Extremely dangerous team. I want to see them as an at-large team here down the stretch. They keep winning. They're – you know, they got 2 games this week, probably in their favor again. You know, if they start or if they go 2-0 this week, they'll be at 12-0 in league play. We haven't seen a team go 12-0 in league play since the 2005-06 Memphis team.
20 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. So we had an 11-0 team just a few years ago, and FAU went on that Final Four run. But this Liberty team is needs to be talked about a little more. I think they're, you know, nationally kind of flying under the radar. This team's really fun to watch. You know, we talk about their veteran group that they have with Zach Cleveland and Colin Porter, Caden Matheny, all these guys. You know, Brett Decker's shooting it like crazy. You know, this team is going to be really fun to watch down the stretch. They got a road game on Wednesday and a game at home against Missouri State on CBS Sports Network this weekend. So super, super fun team to be watching right now. Yeah, but I also kind of want to talk about this Sam Houston team.
I was about to say, another fun team to watch right now.
If we had to take out Liberty being the hottest team, you know, Sam Houston's right there. They won 6 straight, started league play 0-3, then we're 1-4. And yeah, since then, I've just, you know, we're seeing a team that's probably the most, I think, balanced. They got a true big in Veljko Ilić. But then you got, like, I think 4 of their 5 starters are transfers. Mm-hmm. And then Damon Nicholas Jr., who didn't even play last year, is their other starter. He's been there, but again, yeah, didn't play last year. So this is a starting 5 that's, you know, it's a first year of gelling together. And I think we're finally seeing that for sure. These guys are playing incredible basketball right now. I know they have the Bearcat faithful behind them. We got to see it 2 years ago when they went 13-3 in league play. But super excited. Po' Boy King is averaging about 17 points a game right now. In conference play, guys like Cashy Nat, you know, you got Jacob Walker too, a freshman stepping up. He had 16-20 last week. So this team is super fun to watch. They're playing, you know, pretty good on the road too. Yes. You know, we don't see a lot of teams have this much. They're 3-3, on the road in league play, but they, you know, they're tied for the most wins on the road with Missouri State. They're both 3-3 right now. Nobody else has 3 wins on the road. So impressive what they're doing. I'm excited to see, you know, them go on the road. They have La Tech again this weekend at La Tech. We all know La Tech plays incredibly good at home. So it'll be fun to kind of see, you know, best on best there. And, you know, or Sam Houston obviously playing really good. And they got to get through UTEP on Wednesday night, but excited to see them play on the road, you know, at La Tech.
Got to spoke to Chris Mudge today, and he's just, what a guy. I would love to just play underneath him. Yeah. He's just so energetic, so enthusiastic, so positive. Just like, what more can you ask for in a coach, I think? And he just has so much faith in this team, especially this season. You could just hear it as he's talking. And we talked about those road wins, and he's just like, we love being the underdog. We thrive in those environments. And his team just rallies around just being like, okay, we're coming into another environment. they're not thinking that we're going to win, but they're getting these wins and these big time ones as well. But it's just like when they're at home, of course.
Yeah, that's
with the Bearcat fans.
Yeah, and again, you look at like the another team with very good veteran core. I mean, yeah, they haven't played together yet before the season, but they're got graduate students, seniors, guys that have been there, done that, especially at the, like the highest level of, I know NAIA, I think Cashy Knapp, came from LSU Alexandria, and he was an All-American there last year. And so it's guys that are very talented, have been there, done that. So they go on the road, and they're kind of not really even phased.
Yeah. He also gave a huge shout-out to his freshmen. They're just buying into the culture and how they were coached in high school really, really well and how they're coming in. And they already have the game plan down of, like, you know, basketball. But as far as, like, stepping into big shoes of college, the next level now, it's just they've been feeling those. So he had a great thing to say about their – not just – Jacob Walker, but their core group of freshmen as well. Not only is Sam Houston doing well, but Missouri State is also doing well too. They're 7-4 right there by Sam Houston.
Yeah, yeah, you got they got a big week this week. Mm-hmm. We're on the road to Liberty. They're 7-4, and they're tied with Sam Houston. Keith Palak, Michael Osebonsu, these guys are the core of this team. And again, some veteran guys, a physical group. I feel like they can go into battle against any team in our league, and put up a really good fight. You know, they had a loss at home this weekend to Sam Houston. Again, we talked about them, but then we're able to bounce back against Jack State, who had a huge win on the road in Miami, which is a tough travel week. You know, they went to Miami, Jack State did, went to Miami, came up to Springfield, played at Missouri State. Tough week on the road. They're probably happy to finish at 1-1. But Missouri State, to do all that, they're fun to watch, and I think they can hang with just about any team in our league. And as well, like we'll talk about Jack State a little bit too. Jacoby Hill, our freshman of the week, had a big time shot there in the last couple of seconds of that FIU game, and that was a big win for them to stay above 500. I put them at 6-3. You know, they had the loss on Saturday, put them at 6-4. But this team, you know, I think Ray Harper knows how to coach in this league. We saw that last year, and they, you know, as a 2 seed last year, making it to the championship. They're always going to be a team to watch down the stretch just because of their coaching. And I think their ability to just, you know, battle with any team. They're another physical group. But then lastly, I do want to talk about Kennesaw State. This team is at home the best team in the league, on the road not really so much, and I'm excited to kind of get to see them on the road this week, especially against a rival in Jack State. So, you know, obviously RJ Johnson's been going crazy these last couple of weeks. Trey Simpson, the freshman's going, having himself a time out there, so definitely interested and hoping that they can find some sort of groove on the road. Them and Liberty, the only teams that are 5-0 at home in league play so far. So, and they're 1-5 on the road. So, want to see a little bit more from the Owls this week. They just play one game. It's at Jack State on Saturday.
Got a whole
week. Yeah, week of rest. They got big rivalry games too. They're going to get up for it for sure. And it's not a far trip for them. So, they might even see some Owls there in Jacksonville for that game. Oh, some Owl fans for sure.
Short trip for sure for fans-wise. You talked a little bit about Kennesaw State at Jack State. What's that? ESPN Plus at 4 p.m. on Saturday. But what are some other games you're looking at this week?
Yeah, I'm for sure looking at Jack State going on the road Thursday night. They are the lone Conference USA game on CBS Sports Network, 8 o'clock Central Time. Jack State at WKU should be fun to watch. Interested to see Tegan Moore's status. You know, he's been out the last couple of games for WKU. And he's obviously their leading scorer. So they had a big win at Middle Tennessee, big rivalry win. I personally did not expect that, but I'm super pumped for them. Had some guys step up. Kaydon still had a career high 17 points. So excited to see how WKU kind of, you know, hopefully they can kind of keep this momentum going. Back at home now against Jack State, a tough physical team, should be good. National TV Thursday night. Looking at also on Saturday, Missouri State at Liberty. This one also on CBS Sports Network, 1 o'clock Central Time. This will be 2 Eastern local time there in Lynchburg. And then you also got Sam Houston at La Tech. They played just on Saturday. It'll be just been 7 days prior. So interested to see how these two teams kind of fare against each other, having just played each other as well. And again, La Tech playing really good at home, as always. Sam Houston gets to go on the road for the first time in a little bit. So interested to see how that one rolls. But yeah, it'll be another fun week of hoops.
For sure. It was so funny because Chris Press was like, at least it's not a lot of film to watch.
Exactly.
We get to play some last week. You don't really have much to study up on, except for what they have that one game on Wednesday that they'll probably study. But I thought that was so funny. It's just like, as a watcher, you don't really think about like, the scouting wise, it's just like, yeah, you don't really. You have
to have a job and do like you watch the NBA and the MLB, NHL playoffs. It's like once you get into the series, once you're in the nitty gritty of it, you're not really looking at scouting reports. Mm-hmm. You're just
we're all
going to there. Yeah, you're playing ball. So yeah.
Speaking of playing ball, I feel like on the women's side, geez, Louise, every day or every night, I'm like, what the heck? What? Yeah. I wouldn't even have guessed that would have happened. I think it's fulfilling and thrilling for me because it's just like, you never know what to expect day after day, week after week. And these teams continue to surprise me in such a good way. And I think it's just so interesting to keep up with them day after day. Louisiana Tech right now is on an 8-game winning streak. And the crazy thing about it is 7 of those 8 games, they've won in double digits. Yeah. So Louisiana Tech is playing their butts off right now.
Yeah.
And like we talked about last week, whatever Brooke Stower is doing with their team, she needs to keep doing it. But right now what they're doing is just they're unselfish team. Like nobody is really scoring 20 points a game. Like not even Paris Bradley. She's a good player. She's a good scorer. But you see like 13 points, 11, 12. And it's just
spreading
like
the love.
They're spreading the love over everybody on this team. I feel like it's only like one or two people who don't even get 2 points probably. And everybody else is scoring at least something. So I just love that they're an unselfish team and they can pass the ball around. And then they have people who are going to execute and put the ball in the hoop. Yep. But then they can do it on the defensive side as well. They've been causing turnovers. They've been, you know, getting those offensive, defensive rebounds. So this is a team that you definitely need to watch out for, especially on this 8-game winning streak. And it's just they're 8-1 in conference. They only lost once. And who was that very first game of the season against Sam Houston? They've lost that. And ever since then, they're like, absolutely not. We're not losing anymore.
Yeah. No, that's incredible what Brick Store is doing. I'm excited to see. You know, this is, the Lady Texters have a great history, winning all those national championships mm-hmm. in the 80s. So this is a program that wants to be at the top every single year, this Lady Texter. That's why they keep this brand, the Lady Texter brand. And it's, I'm excited to see them finally getting, you know, being at the top right now. You know, obviously a lot of work to do still. This season's about halfway done, but excited to see the trajectory with this team right now and where they're headed, especially being at, picked at the preseason top too.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And it was 1 week where we were like, oh, where are they going to end up? And then what? Hey, it's not even surprising, but they came back. They fulfilled what they're fulfilling right now. It's all the coaches already predicted. Right now, Middle Tennessee is second in the league. They're 7-2. They just got an all-time big rivalry win over WKU. They won that 81-58.
Yeah.
And we all know that one is a definite rivalry. That 100 miles of hate, they don't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that always feels good. I mean, you know, the men's also played this last week. So
double hair, right?
Yeah. So that it was good. I'm sure having that side, the women's win on that side definitely felt good for them. And, yeah, again, those rivalry games always mean more.
Oh, always mean more. And just the simple fact that they won it, 81-58, they were not playing. Elena Contreras, she hit a career-high 25 points with 5 made three-pointers. Blair Bogus, this freshman, it has been going insane. She already has 7 Freshman of the Week honors. Connor, kind of like last year.
It's Adrian Lilly.
Yes. But on the women's side, 11 is the number to beat. Okay. Jessica Custer from Rice in 2011. She won 11 of those Freshman of the Week awards. So Blair's at 7. It's still plenty of time.
I think it's possible.
Yeah,
I think it's possible. At least a tie. I mean, yeah.
Especially if she keeps doing double-doubles like she just does every night. She got her night career one against WKU this past weekend, and she leads all Division I freshmen in double-doubles right now. So this girl is not playing. Every day, every night is on the scouting report. I'm sure it's like, please stop this girl.
Yeah.
We need to get her to stop and rebounding and scoring.
And that's the tough part about freshmen a lot of the times, too. You'll see a lot of freshmen break out because there aren't a whole lot of scouting report, a lot of film on these girls. And that really goes for any sport you think about, too. So the scouting reports are just getting a little deeper now, and people are probably starting to see her a little bit, but she's very impressive. and can't wait to see how the rest of the year turns out for her.
Oh, she'll have a year indeed. No doubt about that. And in third place, we have Sam Houston. They had a 2-0 week against Jack State and Kennesaw. And it's just this team right now, defense is their identity. We, you know, we always talk about this every single week, even when we talk to Raven Justice when she was on the show. They're just really, really good. And it's just, they're not even winning by large margins. And she said that. We're not a high-scoring team. But they got 70-51 win on last Thursday against Jack State. Then they turned around and won 62-57 against Kennesaw on Saturday. And Fantacone, Deborah Ogiemi, just doing phenomenal things for the Bearcats and holding that team together. But then they also just have Asia Ward-Strong has been coming up clutch for them. And it's just, you have pieces of the puzzle. Every night, you're not going to get the same person every single game, I think. And Sam Houston just has pieces that step up when they need to. And I think that has been very well for them. And we just defensive-wise, it's just so good. They're third in the nation for turnovers forced. I feel like they're always top 10 in turnovers versus. They are really good here. 26.89. They're 7th for steals per game with 14.4. And they're 10th in the nation for offensive rebounds with 16.2.
We talked about these defensive stats and how impressive that is. But to be able to have that, that rank for offensive rebounds per game, like that just shows that they're able to be physical, not only on the defensive end, but to be able to be on the glass, getting these offensive rebounds and getting second chance opportunities, is definitely probably huge for an offense that, as you say, coach, isn't, they're more of a defensive identity team. And, for a team to get second chance opportunities off the offensive side is definitely crucial for sure.
A couple teams I just want to talk about real fast. Missouri State, FIU. Though these two went 1-1 on the week. But honestly, I'm looking forward to when they go against each other, because right now we have two candidates that's in the running for player of the year in my eyes. We got Rima Collins from FIU, Cannon Beckemeyer from Missouri State. They're neck and neck in scoring and rebounding and doing all the things right. I just cannot wait till these two face off against each other, because that one will be an absolute battle. Yep. And I just cannot wait to watch it. I'll be tuned into that whole entire game.
No, it's always fun when you get your arguably top two players in the league going after each other, especially with these two teams, Missouri State being new to the league. And yeah, excited to see how they go against each other.
So Missouri State, they beat Delaware 79-54, and then they fell to Liberty on 52-60. And I think we all know Liberty's not having the year that they will want to, but they're up and down team, right? You just never know. If they're lights out from the three-point line, which they usually are, or if they're scoring, if they get hot, just like the men's, then it's wraps for you, I feel like. If Liberty gets going, if they get hot, more than likely it's going to be a battle for sure to even win that game. And Liberty got that one out on Sunday. We have to move that one just because of weather-wise. So they played Friday, Sunday. FIU, they also had a 1-1 week. Liberty, they beat Liberty 74-61, and then they dropped to Delaware. Delaware is always a sneaker team. Delaware is not their record. We say that every week, too, especially the run that they went on last week. Oh, last week doesn't even feel like last week.
No, it doesn't.
I'm like, wow, that was last week when they were going on that run. But like I said, came in, Beckemeyer led Missouri State in those last weekend. Well, she had a game high of 24 points and 7 rebounds against Liberty. And Rima Collins, she was our player of the week, just averaging a double-double, which she does probably almost every week. So it's just, I cannot wait to these two. I'm giving a little preview. I can't even tell you when they go against each other. I need to look deep in the schedule. But I'm pretty sure it is coming up, and it's going to be in February. And the last thing I just want to touch on is the Blue Hens, like I just said, that they've won 4 of their last 5 games. And this is a team that, you know, you have to do some scouting, because their record doesn't show how they are on the court. They show up. They play. They're just on the glass really good. Just defensively, they battle. And they know that they're the underdog. And I think that's what they come in with, that mindset. And they're like, we're not losing. We just cannot lose. And they were on the road this past weekend. And to just get a road win, especially over a team like that, is just really, really good, especially on the road. We all know how hard it is, especially in conference, you say, for road wins. And at home is, you know, what you want. But they were only leading that game for 6 minutes and 40 seconds. And then they pulled
it out
again. They're literally, all you need is a slither of a slot. And if you have momentum at the right moment, you can go pull out the win like they did. Ella Wagzer, she led that team with 13 points. And then Sarah Jenkins, she got her 50th career win for that one. So
awesome. Yeah, it kind of stunned me. Like, Delaware's just like kind of slowly, creepily, like working their way back in the standings.
I should record my reactions after every night. I'm like,
honestly, sure. Well, I think you both should. Yeah, honestly.
I'm like, like, what? They did this.
So at this point, I'm always waiting to see how the women's game shape up whenever mm-hmm. you send out your emails and whatnot, or I see you on social media. I'm like, oh my gosh, what is
happening? Always so. Upset at least one a day. And I'm like, wow, if I would have guessed that this how the game would have turned out, I would have been wrong. So
yep.
I love it. It definitely makes it interesting. And just some interesting games to tune into this week if you want to be just as surprised as me that, you know, some people might pull off some upsets. Who knows? I think Middle Tennessee at Missouri State is going to be a really good game. This one is on Thursday at ESPN Plus at 6:30. These are just two teams that are at the top of our standings, right? Missouri State has been on a little of a down. They've lost, you know, three. And Middle Tennessee, they've lost two, but that's okay. They've been on a two-game winning streak. So I just think these two matchups will be interesting. First time matching up in Conference USA with Missouri State being new to the league. And I just cannot wait for how this Rick Ensel and Beth Cunningham matchup would be. Because I think it's just, you know, the end-all be-all is these head coaches. And we have amazing coaches in these leagues, just men's and women's side. And they've just been doing phenomenal things for their program. And these are two coaches, legendary, I think, just for their respective institutions in general. So that game will be definitely interesting. And Middle is on the road at Missouri State. And Missouri State has their fans come out for their games. Their fans support them on social media. And I think they will definitely come out for that. They don't play when it comes to supporting their teams at all. So I think that will be a good one. And then just to go down for Saturday, Middle Tennessee has a really hard weekend. I think with going against Missouri State, and then you have to go to FIU on Saturday. And FIU is on a high right now. They're playing so well. So I think that will also be a good matchup. And it's just, you can never count out FIU as well. You know, some right. games they'll be like, oh, they surprised they didn't play as well. But then to the next game, they're like, we played bad yesterday. That's not about to be our identity for this week. We're about to at least go 1-1. Yeah. So I think FIU is always one of those teams that you need to look out for. And just as Delaware, I think Delaware FIU is always those people who you're like, don't count those out. Yeah. Those are like underdogs. Even though FIU is 5-4 right now, their record shows that they can win. Delaware is climbing up the standings every week, getting more wins than they are losses. But it's just, as a team, I feel like you just never know. So Middle Tennessee at FIU, ESPN Plus, 12 p.m. on Saturday. And another one just to watch out for is Delaware at Jack State. Jack State is another one who's just been sitting there, who's been quietly winning.
500, yeah.
When you're at 5-4 and then Delaware being at 4-5, it's just, that one will be a battle. Jack State just has, I think, the ability just offensively to score points, and they've been like getting some big wins. So
yeah.
We don't really talk about them as much because I think that's another team that just spreads out the stat sheet. So you don't have any key person to talk about or
yeah.
that.
But I think that this is a big game for them in general. Yeah. You win this game, you kind of put yourself in that upper portion of the standings. You lose, you're 500, and then Delaware's up tied there with you. A lot of things can shape out. I think if you win this game as Jack State, I think that really puts you in a good position going to the second half of league play.
And I just think, ahead of our tiebreakers.
Oh, no. We don't want to think about that.
Right. I don't even want to think about that, but every time I'm like doing my results and standards, I'm like, oh, these tiebreakers is about to be brutal. So
about a month away. It's coming up.
It'll be here before you know it. Literally, we're in the month of February. Yeah. And March will be here in the moment because, as always, February is the shortest month of the year.
Yeah. Yeah.
All about quick. Gosh. We got a lot of stuff crazy happening in Conference USA, so please tune into every single game. But up next is our exclusive interview with Sam Houston's men's basketball head coach, Chris Mudge, and that is brought to you by Victory Snacks. Join us today on the CUSA Insider Podcast. We have Sam Houston's men's basketball head coach, Chris Mudge. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Coach, you guys started on an 0-3 conference play run, and now you're riding on a 6-game winning streak. What changed for this group since that time?
You know what? With our group, they're pretty young and inexperienced at the beginning of the season. And so I think in the highs and lows of the season, we just had to go through some of that adversity of learning what it takes to win in Conference USA. And you know, we had a pretty successful non-conference, 8-3, played some really good teams. And through that, there was ups and downs. And the downs, we learned and got better. And then I kept telling the guys for months how good Conference USA is, 8th-rated league in the country, really good scouting, really good coaching, great players. And I think that hitting that wall of the early Conference USA games against great teams, and especially most of them on the road, our guys had to learn what it took. It's like a kid touching the hot stove. You know, you tell them it's hot, but they got to touch it and figure it out. And through that adversity, our guys really stuck together, and they, you know, care about winning. They care about each other. And once they realized what it took and got our discipline and details to the level that it needs to, we've been able to start playing pretty good ball.
I'm glad you mentioned your early non-conference play, because you guys play some good teams, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, Wyoming, and Utah. Just how much did those games prepare you for the grind of CUSA play?
A lot. And I love playing a tough schedule in the non-conference, because we play a bunch of cupcakes. It won't get us ready for how difficult it is to go to New Mexico State or FIU or Liberty or, you know, any of these places that are really tough. And so each of those games helped us quite a bit, even though we didn't win all of them. We were able to be in tough games that come down to the end, teams that are physical, and that helped us really get ready to understand what it takes and understand what a close game at the end is going to look like. So it's part of the reason that we are having some success now, is that we were tested many times in the non-conference.
Poway King has been doing absolutely phenomenal for you, especially during this conference stretch, which I love his name, just has to say. But he's averaging nearly 17 points per game. What has allowed him to be so consistent against league competition?
He's just he's a winner, and he's a highly intelligent basketball player. He's played a lot of high-level basketball, been coached really well. I mean, he's scored the basketball in the Division I level for multiple years. And so he's just the same guy every day. He brings it. And he's a really good playmaker for us. I mean, there's nights where he may not score it as much, but he does other things to help us win. And there's nights where he's able to really score, and he lets the game come to him. And so his approach to every day, his approach to what it takes to be a very good player and to be a part of a winning team, is part of what has kind of seeped into the rest of our guys.
You have four transfers starting for you on the lineup right now, and that could be really tough early on. So at what point during this season did you really start to feel like this group is gelling?
It kind of was, I knew from the get-go that they really liked each other, and we had a really good chemistry, and that was the off-the-court social side of things. The basketball side just takes longer. It takes game minutes. It takes being in the foxhole. It takes going through really hard times together, and so there'd be times in the non-conference where I could see a big step was taken, and we're still kind of on the let's keep taking steps, let's keep getting better, but, you know, when we went to Texas Tech and we played them pretty close for most of the game, you could tell that there was a cohesion, you could tell there was connectedness, that there was something to build off of. And so after that game, I felt good, because I knew that we could take that and harness it, and as we continued to refine it, we had something there, and we just had to keep working at it.
Not only are you having transfers that's doing well for you, you have a freshman and Jacob Walker, who last week he stepped up in some key moments. What have you liked most about his growth and confidence as the season has gone on?
Well, gosh, all of our freshmen are giving us unbelievable contributions. Jacob, Jacoby, and Matt are all high-level players that have been given the chance to play quite a bit as freshmen. And so as their experience has grown, because they've all been thrown into the fire, they've all been in tough games, they've all learned, you've seen their understanding of Division I basketball, the toughness, the details on both sides of the ball, especially defensively, has improved dramatically. And they all were coached really, really well in high school. And that has translated tremendously to them being ready to play in college. And so they all have high IQs. They're all good basketball players. And their growth has tremendously helped our team, because they are our bench. We got a bunch of injuries, and so freshmen and CJ Beaumont, that's a sophomore, is our bench, but all of them are ready to play because they've gotten better from the adversity. And that's the thing I've loved about them, is early in the season, they did a lot of freshman things, and that's normal. I mean, all freshmen go through that. But through those, man, they've really gotten better. They've bought into listening. They bought into learning and putting it into action, and that's why they're playing so well for us.
I want to talk about leadership just a little bit, because you have such a veteran-heavy lineup. How important has that leadership been in the locker room during this turnaround?
Oh, humongous. I mean, the player-led teams are significantly better than coach-led teams, and I've got a bunch of winners who are dogs in the locker room, and so they talk about the right things, they think about the right things, they motivate each other about the right things, and when that happens, it gets everybody just going in the same direction. And whenever a guy starts getting off of that, you know, they're able to bring them back into it and, you know, help them through some tough times. And, You know, I've got a bunch of guys with different kinds of voices in the locker room and on the court. I have some really loud leadership. I have some example leadership. But the combination of those guys has really created a phenomenal culture of what we're like every day. And that's part of why we're having success for the moment. And we're going to have to continue that because there's going to be a lot of hard times coming up. And I'm going to need those guys to keep leading the locker room in the right way.
I want to take it back a couple of weeks where you guys won against Kennesaw State at home, 93-87. That was a real offensive battle you guys had. What stood out most about that game?
You know, there was a lot of ebbs and flows to that game. There was times where we were really scoring. There were times where they were really scoring and vice versa, where we weren't guarding and when we were guarding. And the thing that I've liked about this team that game showed as well was this team doesn't falter. Doesn't matter what the situation is. They don't get caught up in the moment. We could be up 15 and a team could come back and get it to one, and we don't break. We just continue to fight. We continue to do the things that have gotten us there. We continue to stick to our identity. And that game showed it. Kennesaw is a phenomenal team that is super tough and puts a lot of pressure on you. And we never broke. We just continue to fight. We continue to do what we do. And that's part of why we've been playing well, is that we just keep going like us.
Looking ahead, what's the biggest thing you're emphasizing with your team as you try to keep this streak going?
Do the things that got us here. You know, we got to get better every day. That's something that we've talked about since the beginning of the year. We don't get caught up in single game results. It's, did we get better? Are we getting to where by the end of the year we're playing our best basketball? But success also brings similar adversity to failure. Lots of distractions, lots of outside noise, lots of people can have complacency. And so continuing to be who we are, our discipline, our toughness, our energy, our love, those are the things that define us. We have to do it the same way that has gotten us here, to help us keep improving and to keep us on the track of getting better.
We understand how hard it is to be successful on the road in college basketball, period. And you guys have been having some big road wins. So what has allowed this group to stay composed and execute in those environments?
You know, it's goes back to what I said earlier about we don't falter. And obviously on the road, it's you versus everybody else in the gym. And there's some awesome environments in Conference USA that are fun to play in. And I think it also plays to the fact that our guys love that kind of energy. They love being the underdog. They love being the visitor. And they feed off of the other team's fans and rise to the occasion. And that's fun to watch because these guys are competitors and they're winners, and they've been able to keep their discipline at a high level, which is about the only way we've been able to win those games.
The Bearcats ranked 12th nationally in rebounding right now. How intentional has that been in shaping your team's identity?
You know, we work on rebounding every day. That's a huge thing for us because it is a key component of winning. But it also helps when you have guys that just go get the basketball. You know, Cashy Nat and Damon Nicholas are two guys that get out of bed rebounding the basketball. And so there's certainly a motor piece to it. There's certainly a recruiting rebounding. But we also emphasize it a lot for all of our guys, whether they're rebound guys, whether they're box out guys, and then doing your job, whether it's offensively or defensively, you have a job in the rebounding battle. And so it's something that we talk about a lot, but you can't teach what some guys go do.
Johnson Coliseum was electric this past weekend. That late night win you guys had over Louisiana Tech. What message do you have for the Bearcat faithful as we head into the second half of league play?
Man, our fans were a big part of why we won that game. Their energy and juice was phenomenal, and we need them the rest of the way because these home games aren't easy, and we need as much home court advantage as we can get.
We always like to have a fun little question here on the podcast about, we call it CUSA Eats. So if I was to visit Huntsville, what is the number one place you would tell me that I need to visit to go have something to eat at?
Ooh, number one is a tough one because we've got a lot of really good food. But my favorite place to be found is Potato Shack. And they have the best burger, the best wings. And I'm not a big potato person. My wife is. She does her pregame dinner there before every single game. She goes there and it has every kind of potato imaginable. They take care of our team and do a really good job.
Oh, okay. I love potatoes.
Oh, you would love it. You would love it. They got everything you could imagine they could throw on top of a spud.
Okay. What flavor wings are you getting?
Oh, hot. As hot as it goes.
Okay. Okay.
Like, I won't be sweating at the end of it.
Okay. I love that for you. My last final question for you is, you guys have UTEP at home tomorrow, Wednesday, and then you guys travel to Louisiana Tech on Saturday, and you just played them this past weekend. So just give us a little bit of a game plan, because we know how hard it is to play a team back-to-back weekends like that.
Gosh, it's tough because obviously both teams are going to make adjustments, and you've played a team so recently, it's good because you don't have to watch a lot of film. You got to watch one game in between, and that makes it easy. But obviously with the freshness of it and playing them on the road, it's going to be a totally different basketball game. So we're going to have to be locked in. They've got a great team, coached really well as always by Coach Hester. And then UTEP is really good. They guard the heck out of you. They turn you over. They've got great players offensively, and Coach Golding's phenomenal. So this is going to be a tough week for us. We're going to really have to keep growing.
Coach, thank you so much for joining us today. That's all I have for you. Good luck this week and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thanks so much.
That's all we have for you today on today's episode of the CUSA Insider Podcast, the official podcast of Conference USA. As always, don't forget to follow us on social media at CUSA Insider Pod on X and Instagram. For all of our audio people, you can listen to us on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. And of course, if you like to see our beautiful faces every single week, tune in to YouTube. Type in Conference USA in the search bar, look up our playlist of podcasts, and you can see those. And as always, I'm your host, Jessica Radford. I'll see you guys next week.